Go through the text slowly, trying to improve on the taped version. Practice the sentences one by one, concentrating on pronouncing every individual syllable. Begin strongly and positively. Think of each sentence in its entirety before you say it. This will help to eliminate the fillers in your speech. Project your voice strongly outwards and forwards. Try to eliminate any nasal whine. Most importantly, use plenty of variation in your speech. Vary your voice from high to low in pitch, from medium to loud in volume. Vary the length of your sentences and the length of your pauses. Practice reading other texts, not necessarily your own. Reading poetry and literature aloud provides excellent practice for public speaking. It teaches the rhythm and structure of the English language well used, as well as providing pleasure in itself. Try to read with a warm, full voice. 3. Use open and friendly body language. Body language can have a large effect on the audience's perception of your message. In fact, it can have a bigger effect than what you say. Research shows that when the message your text gives clashes with the message your body language gives, the audience disregards the textual message. As an extreme example of this, think of somebody saying, "I'm delighted to be here today," with a scowl on his face. Your body language is made up of your general appearance, your facial expression, the way you seek or avoid eye contact, the way you stand, sit, and move, and the gestures you make. Your facial expression should be open, good-humored, and alert. Don't avoid looking at the audience. Hold your head up high and scan them continuously, making eye contact with as many people as possible. Avoid gazing at the best-looking member of the audience for the entire duration of your presentation.